It's Matty Garwood for AusMade. We are going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night. In this country, we have got a brand new anthem. There's been calls for it to be made the new Australian anthem even, thanks to our Premier Daniel Andrews. Get on the beers, another number one coming out from Mashed and Kutcher. We're catching up with Matty tonight. Mate, thanks for spending a bit of time with us here on AusMade.
Look, you know what else is AusMade? Is a good cold beer, you know? Big fan of it.
Now, do you have a favourite beer?
Look, I would say at the moment both of us are into the Northerns, the Great Northerns. We're pretty on board with them. Last time we were in Tassie, we had a Cascade. Honestly, we're in Victoria. Adgie doesn't mind knocking down a couple of VBs, so yeah.
Nice and nostalgic, mate. Keeping to the traditions of the areas that you're in. That's very patriotic of you.
We get this little artist-writer thing, so when you play a show, they ask if you'd like anything backstage of the show. But we always put on there just half a dozen local beers, so that way, wherever we are in the world, we get to experience whatever's local. So.
Especially now as well, because there's a lot of craft beers that are really popular at the moment too. Like little breweries are just popping up everywhere, eh?
We're getting a bit fancy here. I don't know. Sometimes it's good to go back to the classics, you know?
Yes. And when you guys do perform with Mashed and Kutcher, do you find that you have a few bevvies when you're performing, or do you kind of kick it straight to the music and make sure that you're 100% on your game?
More often than not, we probably have a couple of knockoffs. So we tend to not get on the bevs before the show, but afterwards we'll stick around the venue and say hey to the people, we'll have a few beers and do that afterwards, I think.
And with Get on the Beers, as soon as Daniel Andrews said it, did you guys just know that this was going to be something that you were going to be working with?
Look, I mean, Adam's used to my nonsense, so I was actually in Melbourne. I was living in Melbourne at the time, and Adam was in Brisbane, and I saw him say it on the press conference. I sent through the beat to Adam, and he goes, oh, God, what have you done now? And I said, look, I don't know how this is going to go, but we'll chuck it online and see what happens. He goes, yeah, righto. And then next minute, it's bloody everywhere. So,
has there been an official standpoint from the Premier?
I've noticed gradually that each time the press now in his press conferences bring it up, he gets this sly smirk on his face. But fun fact, actually, so what we didn't realise is that if you've never released music on Spotify or Apple Music before, if you're a feature on someone else's track, it actually creates an artist profile for you. So what we realised when the track went live is that Dan Andrews now has a Spotify, and as of today, I believe, he's now got the number one independent single in Australia, which is hilarious.
He's going to be calling you up for royalties next.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's earned his place up there on the top of the chart. So,
you know what would be cool? If when you guys have a show next and you do one just before it bangs into the beat, and we know how you love disappointing people by chucking in, you know, a bit of 1,000 Miles or my favourite was Careless Whisper, you guys jump down under the decks and then Dan Andrews pops up and finishes the set. I reckon you need to organise that.
You know what? That's not a bad idea. And even we have worked with a few other Aussie icons in the past. One of our dear friends, Frank Walker at National Tile. Maybe we could bring him out and Dan at the same time.
How else have you guys found with Mashed and Kutcher the kind of shutdown that we've been in throughout COVID?
So we had a full year of gigs sort of scheduled in North America, Europe, India, Asia, all the usual spots we like to get out to. That all pretty much popped itself in the bin come April. We've just been ticking on. We're on the JobKeeper. Adzie's out today. He's got his labor job. He does Monday, Tuesdays, and he's out there, you know, getting stuck in. Yeah, we just rolled the sleeves up pretty much and got stuck in while we got to wait. So here's what it is.
But a few gigs starting to pop back up again, Matty?
Look, there's some silver linings popping out, which is nice. We've got some shows coming up in Perth, Darwin, some in Queensland. So yeah, it's looking good.
And what other kind of remixes are we looking at throughout the rest of the year, mate? Can you let us in on any insights?
We're actually getting bombed on our inbox at the moment from people asking us to remix the bloke who made the Bunnings theme song. That might be the next thing.
Okay. So, awesome, mate. Well, we are going to keep an eye out for that one. But in the meantime, we are going to get on the beers right now. Matt from Mashed and Kutcher, thanks so much for joining us here, mate, and spending a bit of time on us, mate.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it. What's up? This is Mashed and Kutcher, and you're listening to our new track, Get on the Beers, here on AusMade.